little boy was about to become a big brother, and someone said, "Do you want a boy or a girl?" He said, "Well, we don't care if it's a boy or a girl, just as long as it's wealthy."
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I grew up in the home of a bookstore manager. You couldn't walk four steps without stubbing your toe on something from Charles Spurgeon or Mark Twain or Rudyard Kipling. I once tripped over a small book and picked it up. The author was William Aloysius Keen, better known as Bill Keen. It was Family Circus. On each page was a single panel cartoon patterned after family life in Bill's home. I liked the character Jeffy best. He asked questions like, "Are you sure salad counts as real food?" And he prayed, "Our Father who art in heaven, how did you know my name?" His older brother Billy prays before a meal, "Can I be thankful without eating sweet potatoes?" Well, the strip was never preachy, but Bill admitted that he enjoyed inserting his personal faith into the hilarious and heartwarming commentary on life. He said that the children in the cartoon express the religious questions that I had as a child or that other children have. For example, Dolly wonders, "When people get to heaven, are they allowed to hug God?" In school, Billy asked his teacher, "Is it okay to pray before the test if I don't do it out loud?" Like fellow Christian cartoonist Johnny Hart, the creator of BC and the Wizard of Id, and Charles Schulz, the creator of Peanuts, Keen took heat for allowing his faith to be mirrored in his comic strips. One reader wrote, "I believe it is inexcusably poor taste and offensive to many readers, both Christian and Jewish, to use texts from and reference to the Bible, especially in a comic strip." But others offered praise, and Bill Keen discovered how much light the cartoon brought into homes. In one, a grandfather sits angelically on a cloud in heaven, listening to his grandchildren. It became one of his most popular images. Readers told him they used the cartoon to show their children where people go after they die. Keen said, "I never set out to be an evangelist. All I'm doing is showing the way religion touches a child's life or family life." Shortly after the attacks on 9/11, Bill received mail from readers who were gratified that there's something in the comic pages that devotes space to the influence of faith and God. In one popular cartoon, Dolly asks her mom, "Is God white, black, brown, yellow, or red?" Mummy answers, "Yes." Many feature church. Billy opens the church door and yells, "Are you home, God?" Coming out of Sunday school, he tells his mother, "We learned the fourth commandment today. Humor thy father and thy mother." Family Circus is now under the direction of Bill's son, Jeff, who continues the delightful family and faith-oriented themes in what is the most widely syndicated cartoon panel in the world. Kathy Wolf, a reporter, remembers growing up in a troubled home. "We didn't have books in the house, but we did have the daily paper. And I remember picking out Family Circus," she said. "There was something about the life on the other side of that circle that looked pretty good." For kids like me, there was a map and a compass hidden in Family Circus. The parents in that comic strip really loved their children. Their home was stable. It put that image in my head, and I kept it. One image I've kept in my head is a cartoon of Dolly sitting in church. She says to her mama, "How much longer till we goeth home?" At 89, after 60 years of marriage, Bill Keen went home to the ultimate family circle after causing millions to smile and think about things that matter. May we do the same today with the gifts God has given us.
On this side of eternity, every gift we receive will one day fade away, except one. The gift of salvation lasts forever. Through Laugh Again, that message of lasting joy is reaching hearts all over the world. As 2025 wraps up, would you help us keep that hope ringing into the new year? Every gift, no matter the size, makes a difference. Give today at laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.